I'm going to call the May 15th meeting of the Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee to order. Roll call by Deputy Clerk.
Chair Kovacs.
Present.
Deputy Chair Levine.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris. Legislator Hanson.
Here.
Legislator Harmon.
Present.
Legislator Kitchen and Legislator Uchitel. You have 5 members present, 2 absent.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, approval of the April 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. Do we have a motion? Motion by Legislator Gavaris, second by Legislator Hanson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Minutes approved. Resolutions for the May 20th legislative session. Resolution 218, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 5 of 2025, a local law amending local law number 7 of 2025, a local law providing real property tax exemption of the county portion of the real property taxation and special ad valorem levies for the creation of new accessory dwelling units in accordance with real property tax law 421P, to be held on June 17th, 2025 at 7:20 p.m. We adopted the real property tax exemption law in March. It was signed by the executive on April 15th. This is an amendment to the law sponsored by the majority leader to strike section 2G of the law so that this tax exemption should not be applied to accessory dwelling units that are used as short-term rentals. As you may recall, this was before us for 6 or 7 months, and in March we removed the short-term rental provision and then adopted the resolution. And this is an amendment to that local law. First, I would ask for an amendment to change the start time of the public hearing to 7:10 p.m. from 7:20 p.m.
Make a motion
by Legislator Gavaris. Is there a second? Legislator Harmon, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. On the resolution.
I move it as amended.
Motion to adopt as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Levine. Any further discussion on this? And this is only for a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Resolution 264, adopting proposed local law number 2 of 2025, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster, Chapter 232, living wage definitions in relation to youth employment programs.
I'll move it.
Is there a second? Second by Legislator Kitchen. Further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Resolution is adopted. Resolution 265, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 6 of 2025, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, amending the Administrative Code, and amending the Code of the County of Ulster to modify various sections in relation to provisions governing budget and finance, to be held on Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 at 7:25 p.m. The sponsor is Chair Criswell. He is not here. He has requested postponement. My understanding is the executive's office is requesting additional time to draft some proposed amendments.
I move to postpone it 1 month.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Levine. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none. Resolution is postponed to next month. Resolution 266, amending the rules of order prohibiting legislative meetings on certain Jewish holidays. This would amend the rules to state that we cannot have a session or a committee on certain Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and some other Passover. Motion to approve? Okay, is there a second? Second by Legislator Harmon. Deputy Chair, you're the sponsor. Would you like to make any comments?
Yes. Yeah, so, excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just thought that this resolution made sense. It is following in the footsteps of a resolution that was passed a few years ago regarding that to prohibit legislative meetings and sessions on September, on the anniversary September 11th. And I thought that it was prudent and appropriate to introduce this resolution to add certain Jewish holidays to the calendar as dates to not hold legislative business on, so that members of this legislature, staff, and members of the public that want, that wish to celebrate these holidays, you know, don't have to be missing important legislative business.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Mr. Gaveras.
Just, you know, that this is a great start. I just wonder if this is this not far enough, or is this far enough? Is there other holidays that we're not thinking about, other faiths? Is there something else? I'm just throwing that out there. I support this, but I just want us to be mindful that there may be others that we're not thinking of.
Mm-hmm. So. Sure.
Yeah, I definitely don't see this as being the end of the discussion on this. You know, I think that it's important to have, you know, if members of the public feel strongly about this topic, for them to come and speak about this during public comment that we're going to be having at session, and or to contact myself or other members of the legislature if they're so inclined to you know, introduce legislation that would potentially be adding holidays of different faiths. I think that that's a good thing to have that dialogue. So absolutely not opposed to seeing you know, further days added. So that's my opinion on it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed, seeing none. Resolution is adopted. Resolution 267, amending the rules of order as they relate to petition to discharge requirements. This resolution is sponsored by Legislator Collins. It would amend the rules to increase the number of signatures required to execute a petition to discharge. Currently, from 75% of the members making up the minority caucus to a majority of the total number of the members of the legislature. Legislator Collins is here. Would you like to make any comments?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
I've heard that people think this is an attack on the minority. In fact, it actually isn't. It's the opposite of that. The minority caucus actually has more influence and power in committee than it does in session. They have a higher percentage of most committees than they do as a session. For example, here, three of the seven members are Republican. The minority caucus, that's a 43% ratio. In the session, it's only 40%. So we're actually, to me, this actually helps the minority caucus get things through. In addition, in the session, it takes three majority members to vote with the minority members to fail a bill. In a committee, it only takes one majority leader. So it becomes much more difficult for minority to get things through session or through committee than through session. Sorry, through session than through committee. So such a low limit, it's 75% of the minority. Makes these committees basically irrelevant, because almost anyone can get a petition to discharge through by only getting seven members. At least three times I've heard a legislator ask for their resolution to be failed in committee so that they can specifically do a petition to discharge, because they know it's easier than getting it through the committee. The function of a committee, in my opinion, is to negotiate a resolution so that enough people on the committee feel like it's an appropriate resolution to get through. By having such a low limit on the number of signatures to do a petition discharge, that negotiation doesn't happen anymore. It just says, oh, just fail it, I'll get it through, we'll talk at session. And the bottom line for me is, if you can't get 12 signatures on a petition discharge, then you're not going to get it passed at the session anyway. So why are we allowing seven people to take up business when they can't get 12 signatures? That's my point on this. It's not about trying to enhance the power of the majority or not, or just or reduce the power of the minority. It's really about democracy with a small d. But having enough people support a resolution to see it, if it's going to get past the session.
Thank you. Legislator Hansett.
Thank you, Chair Kovacs. I am not sure what the motive is for this resolution, especially since the sponsor has used petition to discharge himself. In conversations, I have learned this was put in place in 2018 by a legislative body where the Republicans had the majority. The Democrats were in the minority, and they felt that this would be a way for their resolutions to move forward. The Republicans agreed and passed the change. It has worked for 7 years, and now the roles have changed, and the majority party wants to make a change that will make it much more difficult to have the Republicans get a resolution on the floor using a petition to discharge. For me, it's not even how a vote ends up, but it's more about hearing us out, giving the Republicans their time and the respect to bring something forward and hearing us out, rather than making that opportunity much more difficult. It is often how we do our best work, when we listen to each other, debate, understand an issue from someone else's point of view. This change appears to be politically motivated, and I'm disappointed. The Democrats often use the word democracy, where people who participate in decision-making, ensuring individuals have a voice in the decisions that affect them, allow us that opportunity. Everything is cyclical, and one day the makeup of this legislation will change. I do not support this resolution in any form, and I ask the sponsor to consider withdrawing it so we can continue to have a chance to make a difference. It's a matter of respect, and I ask for that consideration.
Thank you. Legislator Kitchen.
I would like to echo my fellow legislators' comments. I would also ask for this to please be withdrawn. I believe that bringing with the petition to discharge, this does bring our ideas to the floor and allows us for healthy debate among the public and keeps things from staying behind the closed door and coming out in the public. And I just feel like this is a disservice to the Republican constituents of Ulster County. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a PowerPoint presentation. Please bear with me. I haven't made a PowerPoint since 20 years. But I did some research on this rule, which I think might be educational for all committee members. So this rule went into effect in 2013. So we've had 12 years of data on the current petition to discharge rule. As you know, it takes 75% of the minority caucus members to successfully petition a resolution to the floor after it was defeated. And I would note that it doesn't have to be 75% of Republicans. It can be 75% of that total number. Could be members of the majority caucus, could be members of the minority caucus, could be a mixture. And we've seen that happen many times. So over the last 12 years, we've had 80 petitions of discharge have been filed. So that's an average of just under 7 per year, one every 2 months. So it's not an incredible amount of petitions to discharge. I think last year we had 700 resolutions, 800 resolutions in that neighborhood. So to have an average of 7 per year, I think shows that the committee system is functioning and working well. Looking at the first half of that time period, 2013 through the end of the decade, 44 petitions of discharge filed, 10 in 1 year, that was the maximum. A couple years had 9, most years 3 or 4. Since 2021, we've had about 30 petitions of discharge. And I broke them down over the last 5 years, showing some resolutions were adopted, some were defeated, referred, some were withdrawn. Last year was actually the highest number we've had in a long time, 11. But if you look at the previous years, it's usually between 4 and 9. This year is almost half over. We only have 3. So I think this year we're on track to have 6 or 7 petitions of discharge. And as a percentage of 700, 800 resolutions, it's a very small number. And I can email this PowerPoint to anyone who would like to see it. I want to talk about two resolutions last year which were successful based on petitions of discharge. One was my resolution 221 regarding a certificate of need for emergency services in Ulster County. This went back and forth. It was defeated in committee. I petitioned to the floor. It was referred back to law enforcement. We revised it, ultimately successful unanimously in August of last year. And I bring that up because this was the resolution which actually got the interest of the New York State Department of Health. Legislator Gavaris and I had a meeting. Several representatives of the Department of Health. We learned about municipal certificates of need. We took that information back to our Director of Emergency Services. We now have a municipal certificate of need in Ulster County, which has provided the platform where we can now enter into contracts with towns to provide emergency services. None of this would have been possible without this resolution being successful and this resolution being petitioned to discharge. I bring up Legislator Harmon's resolution 447 regarding DEI training. This shows that even members of the majority caucus can benefit from the by the petition to discharge. It has to be minority members. Any member of the majority caucus who may have a particular issue they want to bring forward, it can lose in committee. They can use it successfully and push it onto the floor of the legislature. And this passed in October of last year. So it benefits both parties. I think we have to have a strong committee system. And I think we do have a strong committee system. I want to bring forward one more resolution. This is Legislator Lopez's resolution regarding the landfill in the town of Warsing, the proposed landfill. This was defeated in the Environment Committee, moved to the floor of the legislature. We had an incredible outpouring of public comment on this issue. People in town of Warsing are very passionate about it. People all over Ulster County are very passionate about it. We had a great discussion. I think it was in April, the last meeting of the legislature. This resolution was referred back to the Environment Committee, but we learned a lot of things from that debate. I know some colleagues of mine spoke and they said they oppose any landfill in Ulster County. I think that was actually Legislator Collins, if I recall correctly. We wouldn't have learned that information if we didn't have a full discussion on the board, a full discussion on the floor of the legislature. I would note this committee, this resolution was defeated again in committee, and I believe Legislator Lopez has filed another petition to discharge. So there's some downsides if we limit this petition of discharge. The public expects us to have a discussion on important issues such as a landfill. And I think it would have been a real failure if this body did not have that discussion. People in Ulster County, particularly in the town of Warsing, are very concerned about it, and rightfully so. And I think they should see where their elected legislators stand on this issue, on these issues. If we have a debate, we can often look for some creative solution, some sort of bipartisan consensus compromise that maybe we wouldn't be thinking about if we didn't have that discussion on the floor. If we keep important issues, controversial issues, bottled up in a committee system, I think constituents might view us as not responsive to their concerns. So even if, you know, a petition only gets 7 signatures, it won't get 12 on the floor, that's not a failure necessarily. I think the people expect us to have a debate. We're not always going to agree, obviously, but I think a healthy debate is what holds us together as a county. So I think it's important to know the facts about how many petitions have been filed over the last 12 years, where these petitions end up. I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. And any further comment? Legislator Collins.
Thank you, and thank you for your comments. So, to me, the committee is a place to have the discussion. This is a public forum. People are welcome to be here. We can have the discussion here in front of the community. You know, and clearly I've used petitions to discharge in the past. We know that particular bill, we know what happened to it. It eventually got passed on a vote of 12 to 10, I believe it was, or 12 to 11. It would have been better had that discussion that caused the amendment to my petition, to my resolution, to have taken place in committee, not in a general session. That's what I'm trying to get to. Not to prevent discussion, but to prevent discussion, or to have the discussion within the committee, which is chartered with the responsibility of passing those types of bills that the committee looks at, those kinds of resolutions that we look at. Like I said, the one that I did do petition discharge was changed very significantly over the resolution that I had signed to discharge. It was changed because of input from other legislators. That could have well happened at committee as opposed to happening in public. Look, lastly, I promise you I will not, if this fails as committee, I will not do petition discharge for this resolution unless I can get 12 people to sign it. Because that is, I believe that's accurate. I believe that's what we need to do. In the last comment, this is exactly the same rules that the U.S. Congress follows. They need majority to get a petition discharge in the U.S. Congress. I'm asking we do the same thing.
Any further comment? Legislator Kitchen.
So we're talking about 12 people, but how many people are on the committee? So the five people that aren't here on the committee will make a decision without being here and hearing the issues that we're discussing now, correct?
Well, that is one way of looking at it. The signatories can be any one committee member or non-committee member. It could be any legislator can sign a petition.
I understand that. I think only the people in the committee should be the ones that. I guess I see your point. I signed on a petition to discharge without being on the committee. But like you said earlier, and I think too, I think healthy debate is good, and I don't see an exceedingly large number of petitions due to your homework here with this PowerPoint presentation to even move forward with this.
Mm-hmm. Any other, Legislator Gavaris?
Yeah, I wasn't in favor of this to begin with. I just think that this is a solution in search of a problem. And I think your numbers, which I didn't know what they were, I knew it was relatively low. This wasn't a huge problem. But if I wasn't to know before Legislator Collins' last comment about what the federal government does, that definitely made me a no. We should never emulate ourselves on the feds. So right there, I would be a no. But yeah, I'm going to be a no on this. I think we're fine with what we have now.
Legislator Levine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I appreciate, you know, Legislator Collins bringing this forward and starting a discussion on this about, you know, the you know, some folks maybe have a perception of an issue with how this process is going about with the petition to discharge. However, you know, I have a very strong hesitation to changing rules of the legislature in the middle of a term, midstream. You know, I think that this is a discussion that I think would be better done for the beginning of a new term. So that, you know, the entire legislative term will be under the same rules for the duration of the legislative session. I have a real strong issue with kind of changing the rules of the legislature midstream. So that would be my comment on this in regards to I potentially would be more amenable to supporting this if there was an effective date on this of the, you know, the new January 1st of 2026, so that it would take effect for the new legislature, as opposed to right now. If this passes, it'll go into effect immediately, so that would be that's a strong concern that I have on this. I don't know what the sponsor's feelings are on that particular issue, but it would definitely make it much more palatable to me in regards to potentially being supportive of it.
Legislator Collins. Oh, I'm sorry, Legislator Harmon.
Thank you, Chair. As I'm listening to everybody speak, it seems to me that really what we're talking around is how to have the most productive, meaningful, useful use of our time as the full legislature on the floor. And so I think that the, if I'm correct about that, and the sponsor can clarify if I'm not, that's a goal we should be striving for. I'm just not sure that this is what gets us there. I think maybe some curtailing of how we use borrowed time might be more productive if that is in fact the goal.
Those are your comments.
Truthfully, goal is to have in my mind a fixed number as opposed to a percentage of a minority. I think that's where I'd like to get to. And if there's an understanding that that might be useful, I'd be more than happy to amend it or to withdraw this and put another one in. Having a percentage of minority could mean in the future a very small number, depending on exactly what happens politically. We're looking at even numbered years of elections. Even number years of elections favors, as we all know, Democrats. That could make the minority number very small. So I think, you know, if it's 7, if it's 8, if it's 9, it doesn't need to be 12. A fixed number to me makes more sense than a percentage of minority.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Legislator Collins for sitting down on the record. I've never heard a Democrat say that, so thank you. Is there a motion? I'll make a motion to postpone. Yes. Second, Legislator Hartman. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Who's opposed? You want to vote? Okay. All right. So the postponement fails. 3-3. Legislator Guerra, do you have a motion? No. Okay. You don't have to. I thought you had a motion. I apologize. Motion to approve? Okay. Motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, let's do a roll call.
Guevara's. Hansett. No. Harmon.
No.
Kitchen.
No.
Levine.
No.
Kovacs.
No.
Fails 0-6.
Okay, resolution 267 fails. Late resolution 268, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Association for the years 25, 26, 27, and 28, amending the Ulster County budget, 2025 Ulster County budget. This approves the memorandum of agreement for the Sheriff's PBA through 2028. Any discussion? Okay.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed?
Fair.
Opposed, seeing none. Resolution is adopted. Thank you. Is there any new business? Old business? Motion adjourned. Second? Second? All in favor? All right. Thank you.
Aye.